with SRN News.
I'm John Scott.
Senate debate continues on the president's tax bill.
The Democrats united against the bill, along with some Republicans. Voting is expected to run well into the evening. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is against the Medicaid health care cuts.
When you rush a bill and you don't think through the implementation, you don't get it right. And so I hope that my colleagues recognize it's half-baked.
President Trump wants the bill passed by the 4th of July. The House has been called back to session for votes as soon as Wednesday, if the Senate can get the legislation passed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say firefighters who rushed to put out a blaze in northern Idaho mountain community found themselves instead in an unexpected shootout. A man who had intentionally set the fire to ambush the crew on Sunday was perched in a sniper position, firing at the firefighters on Canfield Mountain. That's just north of Coeur d'Alene. Authorities say they took cover behind fire trucks, but two died and a third was wounded. Authorities eventually found the suspect dead in the mountains. The head of the CIA says Iran's nuclear capabilities have been degraded for years to come.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe, at a classified hearing last week, told skeptical lawmakers that U.S. military strikes delivered a major setback to Tehran's nuclear program. Ratcliffe says the intelligence assessment is that the majority of Iran's enriched uranium is likely buried under the rubble. That's according to a U.S. official who also said even if the uranium remains intact, the loss of Iran's facility at Isfahan that converts enriched uranium gas into dense metal has effectively taken away their ability to build a bomb for years to come. Jennifer King, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks have traded higher. The Dow is up 219 points, the Nasdaq adding 97. This is SRN News. Churches in Switzerland buck the trend.
Christianity is waning in Europe and has been for at least two decades. But a new report from Switzerland finds that evangelical congregations there are growing. The Swiss Evangelical Network reports positive movement in all measures of spirituality amongst its churches, which cuts against the pattern of Christian decline in the country generally. The only bad news is that evangelicals make up a very small part of the Swiss population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A petition drive seeking the repeal of a recent Ohio law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public colleges and universities has fallen short of the signatures needed to place it before voters. The organizers say they failed to collect all 250,000 signatures needed to place a referendum on November's ballot seeking to overturn the bill. This is SRN News. An 82-year-old Colorado woman who was injured in a Molotov cocktail attack on demonstrators in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza has died. The Boulder County District Attorney's Office said Karen Diamond died as a result of the injury she suffered in that June 1st attack in Boulder, Colorado. Home Depot spending big as it tries to strengthen its relationship with professional contractors.
Home Depot is buying specialty building products distributor GMS Inc. in a deal valued at roughly $4.3 billion. Include debt, and the deal's value rises to about $5.5 billion. GMS distributes specialty building products, including drywall and ceilings, steel framing, and other products related to construction and remodeling projects in residential and commercial end markets. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.